Gimnasia verbal. Have versus have got. Two. Last week we looked at the difference between have and have got in the affirmative and in the negative. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, they mean exactly the same thing. I have got and I have mean yo tengo.
Sí.
Okay. The only difference is that we can't say have got in the past to mean yo tuve. Tendré que ser siempre I had. Okay.
Sí.
Well, today we're going to look at the interrogative. We're going to try and ask a few questions with both forms just to get you...
Practice.
Thank you. Just to get you practicing, okay?
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you some questions in Spanish, and I want you to translate them into English. Firstly, using do you have, does he have, do they have, and then the have got form, okay? ¿Tienes las respuestas?
Do you have the answers?
Do you have the answers? Good. Or?
Have you got the answers?
Muy bien. ¿Tienen un problema?
Do they have a problem?
Or?
Have they got a problem?
¿Ella tiene un complejo?
Does she have a complex?
Does she have a complex? Again, complex. Enfatizando la primera sílaba, ¿ok?
Does she have a complex?
Good. Or?
Has she got a complex?
Perfecto. ¿Tenemos bastantes cacahuetes?
Do we have enough peanuts?
Do we have enough peanuts? Or?
Have we got enough peanuts?
Not peanuts, sino peanuts.
Peanuts.
Eso es, peanuts. ¿Él tiene gafas nuevas?
Does he have new glasses?
Good. Or?
Has he got new glasses?
Good. ¿Tienes 5 minutos?
Do you have 5 minutes?
Or?
Have you got 5 minutes?
Good. ¿Tenías bastante dinero?
Did you have enough money?
Or?
No se puede decir con have got.
Perfecto. Siempre tenemos que preguntar empleando did you have, did they have, did we have, ¿ok? En el pasado. Solo tenemos las dos alternativas en presente.
Muy bien.
Have you got, do you have? Es lo mismo. Bien, cambiamos.
¿Tiene ella tu número?
Does she have your number?
O.
Has she got your number?
¿Tienen una cocina bonita?
Do they have a nice kitchen?
O.
Have they got a nice kitchen?
¿Él tiene ya un puesto mejor?
Does he have a better job now?
O.
Has he got a better job now?
Good stuff, Richard.
Thank you. Bien, entonces, podemos decir tanto do you have or have you got en el presente. Sin embargo, en el pasado, Annie, solo hay una posibilidad, que es...
utilizar la forma did you have.
Muy bien.